latest news starts now. AM 1240 WJON.
Good morning. WJON News Time, 11:05 and 83 degrees. I'm Lee Voss. We'll have a look at your WJON weather eye forecast coming up in just a few moments. Law enforcement agencies have acknowledged that officers slashed the tires of numerous unoccupied vehicles during the height of recent unrest over the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Minnesota Department of Public Safety spokesman Bruce Gordon says troopers cut the tires in order to stop vehicles from, quote, driving dangerously and at high speeds in and around protesters and law enforcement, unquote. Deputies from Anoka County also cut tires on vehicles during the protests connected to Floyd's death on May 25th, according to Anoka County Sheriff's Lieutenant Andy Knotts. He says deputies were following orders from the state-led command center. A Sauk Center man is charged with two felony counts of domestic abuse after he allegedly assaulted a woman Saturday night. Police were called to the home in Sauk Center around 8:45 p.m. Saturday. A woman told officers she was assaulted by 35-year-old Joseph Curry. According to the charging complaint, the woman said she and Curry got into an argument and he pushed her and bit her on the arm. She told police she then hit Curry with a broom handle. And as she tried to prevent Curry from leaving before officers could get to the scene, Curry allegedly grabbed her by the neck and pushed her out of the way. Investigators say Curry admitted to grabbing her throat and throwing her to the ground because she wouldn't let him leave. He has two previous convictions related to domestic abuse in Wisconsin from 2012. A St. Cloud man faces three charges of domestic assault after an incident at their apartment Saturday. According to the charges, a child in the home called 911 after her mother called out to her to call the police. Officers met with the woman, who said she was assaulted by 37-year-old Anthony Hines Jr. The woman said Hines tried to fight another man in the apartment and she stepped in between them. The man left and Hines allegedly started tossing her around, grabbed her face, pinned her on the bed, and put something like a hat over her mouth so she couldn't breathe. Police say there were items thrown about the room and a broken TV. According to the complaint, the child told officers she heard the woman say, "Tony, don't hurt me," and "stop." A second child also said they heard the woman say, "Don't hurt me." Hines is charged with felony to domestic assault by strangulation and two misdemeanor domestic assault charges. As more and more COVID-19-related restrictions are being loosened up here in Minnesota, we're still near the bottom when it comes to what we can and cannot do, according to the website Wallet Hub. They say the states that has the fewest restrictions as of yesterday are South Dakota, North Dakota, and Wisconsin, in that order. Idaho and Utah round out the top five. Minnesota is down the list at number 30. Now, tomorrow starts Phase 3 of Governor Tim Walz's Stay Safe Minnesota order, which allows for indoor dining and the opening of places like gyms, movie theaters, and bowling alleys. Sartell officials weighed in on what amenities to provide at Sauk River Regional Park during last night's council meeting. The city has $450,000 in DNR grant money, which needs to be spent by this summer, and $500,000 of state bonding money, which needs to be spent by 2022 for improvements to that park. Some of the options discussed include a fat tire bike trail, a paved trail from the parking lot to the swimming beach, a plaza with some shade structures near the beach, and a lookout tower. The city has been looking at redeveloping the park for several years and prioritizing what unique features would make the park more attractive to residents. Staff will present the proposed amenities to the DNR and bonding committee for final costs and approvals. Sauk River Regional Park is located behind Sam's Club. WJON Radar Blender. For St. Cloud and Clearwater, increasing clouds today with scattered thunderstorms becoming likely. A high around 84. Winds becoming southeasterly at 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, a low of 56. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance for rain showers later in the day, 68. Tomorrow night, scattered showers early, then partly cloudy, and an overnight low in the mid-50s. Thursday and Friday look nice, sunny skies and low to mid-70s. Saturday, sunny and 75, and then 77 on Sunday, with mostly cloudy skies, but also a chance for some peaks of sunshine on Sunday. Currently 83 degrees here at the WJON studios. And for more St. Cloud area news, sports, and weather, download the free WJON app on your smartphone or your tablet. I'm Lee Voss, WJON.